name is Joaquin. His name is Joaquin Phoenix. And he's the Joker now. And he did really good.
That is about the worst accent I've ever heard in my life. It's terrible. You should
shut your ass.
Shut your ass. No, you
sense. Oh my goodness. Dude, fuck you. But anyways, whatever. Welcome back to the GBGB podcast. This is Mark. And today I have the lovely Erica.
Hello. How are you doing?
She's back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's been about a year plus.
It's been a while.
It's been about a year plus since Erica's graced our earwaves.
I'm sorry for those. I mean, I know the voice is shrill, but here we go.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. Good to have you.
Did you think of the Joker?
What did I think of the Joker?
Yeah, of course.
I thought that the Joker was absolutely terrible. It was a terrible movie from start to finish. Hated it.
Oh, really?
No, not at all. It was amazing. It was so fucking dope. It was hilarious, too. It's kind of an underrated funny movie. Also, I'm looking at Jess as I say these things because she hasn't seen it. I'm going to spoil shit out of it. Also, we should say that. Yeah, this is 100% a spoiler episode. If you haven't seen The Joker, stop right now. If you're one of those people that don't like spoilers and you want to watch the movie before you know things, then you should probably just stop listening. Like, turn it off. Erica, tell me to turn it off.
I mean, look, if you're like me, you love spoilers, so keep listening. The trailer is to tell so good.
It's Jesus. Still exciting.
Is it exciting?
It is.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm one of those people.
Okay, so
No. I'm one of the people that don't care.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I
can care less.
Share with us.
Yeah.
No,
I guess we are in the minority.
Personally, okay, so a new show that I've been getting into is Grey's Anatomy because Jane the Virgin ended. I hate saying goodbye to series. I can't stand it. I get too emotionally involved. I just develop these relationships with these people. I think about them forever and ever. And after Jane the Virgin ended, I needed something that never ended, and that was Grey's Anatomy. So I just got started on that. I know, but wait. Okay. There's 15 seasons. Well, they just got done with the 14th. They either got done with the 14th and they're starting the 15th, whatever. Okay. That's a long time, right?
Yeah, that's a
okay,
a
I cannot stop looking at the spoilers. I was like, who dies? What happens? How does the season end? Please tell me. Because I can't. The first, like, three deaths that occurred, it just hurt me too much not to know. So I love spoilers. I'm all about spoilers.
I've never seen the show ever in my life. I never will.
Well, if you like
the deaths that you're talking about are like the actual cast, like the doctors.
They kill off.
What the fuck? What kind of hospital is this that the doctors are dying?
It's Seattle Grace, dog. Anything.
What the fuck does that mean?
Shondaland.
How do they die? How do they die?
Which character?
Okay.
How are doctors dying in the hospital? I don't understand. They're getting sick too? They're getting fucked
just
up?
Just accidents and really bad misfortune, honestly. It's horrible. She just does such a good job at writing, Shonda Rhimes, that you just love the show. But I can't stop looking at the spoilers. So I love spoilers. Keep listening. It gets so good.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 100, yes. What would you rate The Joker? 100 being the best, sorry.
On 1 to 100?
Yes, you know, whatever.
I give it a... yeah, that's good. That's real good. Fuck. 1 to 100? I give it like a 92.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think it's rated on Rotten Tomatoes right now?
Oh, actually, that's a great question. I have no idea.
No, guess right now. Just guess? Guess, yeah. What do you think it is?
I would say it's probably... I feel like it's going to be rated decent. I'm going to say 85.
Jess, what do you think it's rated on Rotten Tomatoes right now?
Oh, yeah. Jessica is here.
Hi. Hey, Jessica.
She's micromanaging. I'm going to say 71.
Jess is way closer than you.
What the fuck, dude? You saw it.
I can't see it.
You have
I have it. I'm a researcher, okay, bro.
What's the rating?
On Rotten that? Tomatoes rated it a 68%.
A 68?
That okay. is ridiculous.
So this is good. This is a good ridiculous. Way to start this motherfucker because I'm gonna dig into these niggas. Fuck them, man. That doesn't even make sense. How? Like what? How could it possibly 68?
And you know what else is crazy is that the Academy is saying that the Joker should not be nominated for an Oscar because the it's just too controversial and it just touches on subjects that they don't necessarily feel like should be talked about, which is really bizarre to me because the Academy, I mean, they give awards for Moonlight and what's the
how about every slave movie ever?
Exactly.
Or every war movie.
But you're gonna
ever.
Say that this
anything with Nazis they'll nominate.
But you're gonna say that this story is like crossing the line, like this is the point of the film industry is to be creative and to tell these stories. Like, see,
but this is why niggas don't fuck with. But like for real, like that's a great point because this is why niggas don't fuck with the Academy in the first place. Like it doesn't. You got to stop putting like
that's true.
We got to stop putting them up on this pedestal. Like what they say matters. Because it doesn't even make any sense. It's a good movie. So it should be based off of merit. Regardless of the content, regardless of what it is or what it's rated and all this kind of shit. If there's a thing like with comedies don't ever get nominated. Or comic book movies don't ever get nominated. You know, like certain things that just they just won't even consider.
Oh.
It doesn't even make any sense. You know what I mean? Like film is film. Just like music is music, film is film. If it's high quality, the people like it, you guys like it, if it's decent, you know what I mean? Like, if it's hitting across the board, then it should be up for awards. Like, that's just how it works. That's how it should work, right?
And, you know, we should really look at who is actually on the Academy because, I mean, depending on, like, how old they are, no offense, but they can be out of touch with everything that's going on, like, in reality right now, the way that yeah. we're experiencing the world, mm-hmm. you yeah. know? So,
or what we – what – or so, how the yeah. audiences now receive information and how they want to see certain things be portrayed and stuff like that. Like, I don't think that...
What the counterculture is. They don't really exactly. understand what the counterculture is of today, you know? So why judge something like this? And obviously, this movie touches on mental health issues. So if mental health issue is a trigger for you, I would like to invite you to just not listen to this episode at all. In its entirety, period. So, which is, I don't know, I just think that that's weird. Like, we've had many films, I mean, highly praised films that have to deal with mental health issues. I don't understand why this is an extreme display of something that we shouldn't praise. I don't understand.
I think that, I don't know. There's some sort of it's just an ignorance. There's an ignorance behind it. This has happened before where people felt like a movie showing this kind of angst would kind of like incite something that would like incite something bad that would happen. Like riots and stuff like that. And this has happened in this has happened before. Like my favorite movie of all time, Do the Right Thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have?
I've heard of it.
Oh, cool. Oh, awesome.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you. But I remember, well, I don't remember because it was before I was born, but I looked up, you know, like stories behind it and stuff like that. But in the movie, in the climax of the movie, like the high point of the movie, the main character starts a riot. Like, he literally starts a riot and he starts a fire and stuff like that. And what people were saying at the time, some of the movie critics, the Academy and all this kind of shit, was that, yo, this movie is going to make black people go crazy in the city. They're going to burn down buildings and all this kind of shit, blah, 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 blah. So we are not going to, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, so I have a question.
Promoted and all this kind of shit because we don't want that to happen. So it's a little too controversial. So we're going to downplay it and whatever, whatever. Okay. So that's just one of the many times that they, again, they're like, they're just out of touch. You know what I mean? Like they got these old niggas that are determining whether or not these movies should be Academy Award winners and shit.
Okay, so using the example that you just said for us.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen? Like, what kind of violence or do you think that it's going, this movie is supposed to incite? Like, why would you use that example?
Well, because in the film, it shows the journey of a person who's mentally ill, but is going, who specifically feels like the world has kind of turned on them. The world as we know it, or society as we know it, has just beaten the shit out of him and has just really given him a bad hand. He's just terrible luck all across the board. And he's also dealing with his own personal issues, so it's kind of hard to balance his own things, taking care of his mother, and also dealing with the world and jobs.
So he's an anti-hero.
It's just, yeah, it literally is an anti-hero, which is interesting also to kind of like that. What I'll point out is that the Joker generally is shown as straight villain, just straight up just villain in almost every way of like showing him. But it's interesting, like once people start to like look into, or comic book writers have gotten into writing the background to Joker, they've gone the more anti-hero kind of like way and showing like this is a damaged person. This is a person that went through a lot of shit to get to this point. This is not just a guy who woke up and wanted to be evil. You know what I mean? Like the world, like the shittiest things that could happen have happened to him. And now this is the way that he is. So it makes you think a lot.
Well, it makes you have compassion for him because you're not seeing somebody who is evil, but you're seeing something that is brutally honest. And look what happens when you take away mental health care services to these people that desperately need it. I mean,
there's a direct correlation. That's literally for the people that haven't seen the movie or have seen, well, I guess that's just everybody who's listening. But anyways, the movie starts off with, you know what I mean? Like within the first couple scenes, it's like him losing his help. You know, he's sitting down with his social worker and she's like, hey, look, fuck, man. Like these services are getting cut. It's like, we're not gonna be able to have these meetings. Like this is the last one, and you're gonna be really on your own. And you know those things are scarce anyway, and they specifically are cut because of like budget cuts and stuff like that, which is a real thing that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's one of those things.
And a lot that we have seen with the Trump administration.
Ooh,
go on. Mm-hmm.
A hot take. But you know, it's just one of those things, you know, and. Correlated right after that is he starts losing his fucking shit. Now he was barely holding on in the first place, but you know, you take away help from people that literally need it to function. This is what happens. Like, mm-hmm. This is why you have to help. This is why people need to be in some sort of structured, just helping environment so that they can function like the rest of us and be, you know, valuable pieces to society. Like everyone else, you know what I mean? You know, just some people need more maintenance, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. Like some people need a little extra help or a little extra hand.
Yeah, and he had a neurological problem brought on by trauma, you know? But so it's like that is trauma. Out of his control. Usually when we think about like, I don't know, mental health problems, it's like, it's their problem. It's not our problem.
Sure,
but
sure.
I mean, the reason that they have this is not their fault either.
Absolutely.
So, and you take, correct me if I'm wrong, but like the other Joker stories in comic books, it's like he was like in Suicide Squad, he was like dipped in the whatever acid or whatever, mm-hmm. radioactive, whatever. And then he became how he looked and who he was and stuff. And it's interesting to like, I mean, when you watch that, you know that it's fake and you know that it's dramatic and it's theatric. So it already puts you into this mode of this is entertainment, right? But when you're watching The Joker and you're seeing all of these like real life scenarios that happen in our country, across the nation, it takes you out of this, okay, he's this supervillain, and more into, okay, he's Arthur Fleck and he has some really, really deep-rooted issues, and it kind of makes you view the movie as if you're watching a drama. And I just think that's a really, it was a great take by the creators and the directors, you know, and everything. But it's just, it really is just an honest portrayal of what can happen. I think that's why we connect so much with the Joker. And then you kind of gradually turn crazy with him, you know? Sure. It's gradual. And then when it happens, boom, he's in it. And it's so sudden and it's aggressive. But so you're kind of like, okay, questioning what right and wrong is. You know,
yeah.
All the things that happened to him. Okay, well, then isn't he justified in taking that matters into his own hands? Well, they were beating him down in the subway. He had every right to defend himself.
Absolutely.
You know, so as a viewer, then you start to question your own morals that you take with you throughout your everyday life. And that's why you grow so much with this guy. The lines just get totally blurred. And then the end, you are like tantalized. Oh, that's not even a word. You're tantalized. You're tantalized with this like power of mania.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's great. It was fantastic. It was like I was really, really rooting for him at the end. I was like, fuck them. Fuck the police. They don't know you. Like, you were going to get help. Like, you were going. You were doing the steps. You were going to your job. You were doing your best.
Sure.
The best that you could do. I mean, this was a guy who couldn't hide his illness. He would just laugh out loud, like uncontrollably in situations where I'm sure he felt like high stress or anxiety and things like that.
Exactly.
So he was forced to give these cards that say, I apologize. I'm laughing, but it is not a reflection of how I feel. I have a condition brought by neurological or traumatic events or a head trauma. So this is something that he can't hide. So you feel so bad for him from the very, very beginning of the whole thing. So you're just like, well, poor guy. He just got the short end of the stick. Like, he can be me. He could be you.
It could literally be any one of us.
And that's a different take from any of the Jokers that we've seen, I think. So
yeah, no, I think it was the most realistic kind of portrayal of the Joker, and which made it very interesting is that they really went the route of kind of Christopher Nolan's like Dark Knight series. It was like, if you look at that entire series of all those Batmans, there's not once anything supernatural in it. There's not once anything from, you know, like aliens or, you know, there's nothing that's like crazy. They made everything within that universe something kind of realistic, and they had a realistic explanation for it. You know what I mean? Even his whole Batman persona came from him embracing his fear of bats coming from a little child. He was always afraid of it. So that was a part of his thing, was like, okay, I'm going to steer into the skid. I'm going to face my fears by literally embracing that thing that terrifies me to my core. Like, since I was a kid. All right, I will be Batman. And it's a weird way to do it, but that's you know what I mean? Like, that's the explanation behind it. So they went that route. They went, okay, so you have the character of the Joker, how can a person be this maniacal? How can this person be, quote unquote, this evil? Where did this come from? You know what I mean? If you're going to make a realistic portrayal of this, it's not a comic book. Evil doesn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just real life. If you're going to do real life evil, it comes from real life problems. And it's similar to, I don't know if you watched, like, Avengers and Thanos and Thanos and
it.
How he's become like super relatable and all this kind of shit is because he came from some real life shit. You know, like, he went through real trauma. You know, his whole world was fucking destroyed and all this kind of stuff, and he was trying to fix the universe in a, you know what I mean, in a fucked up way. But that's what he was trying to do, and he came from losing half of his world to come to the point of, okay, well, this is the only solution. And now this is what I got to do. Like, I got to try to look out for the universe now. Fucked up. He has to be stopped in a way, you know, because you're the heroes. You know, you still have people that need to live.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's I personally wouldn't say necessarily compassion, but I would say empathy. There's empathy for these anti-heroes and these so-called villains and stuff like that, because we know the stories behind it. Before, it was really easy to wrap up a villain in, okay, that's the bad guy because it's clear cut. All he wants to do is just rob the banks, kill the people, do bad shit, blow shit up, blah, 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 and then, okay, cool. Obviously, that's bad, so bam, write it off. But now we come into an age of, yo, why does he want to do that? Why does he feel like he has to do that? What's the wiring that's different from him and I that makes me want to save people and him want to kill? And then how does he even get to that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's a good point that you make, because I think that in any series of the comic books that you read, what his origin story is who makes him, right? And so I think that's why it's so easy for audiences to accept this Joaquin Phoenix's Joker while also loving Christopher Nolan, Heath Ledger's Joker. Mm. Because he was doing, somebody told me, I hope I'm right, it's The Killing Joke. So
yes.
He just keeps, you know, that's when he's making, every time somebody asks about the scars, or he does the gimmick or the spiel about the scars, he comes up with a different story. That's The Killing Joke. You don't know how he got it and why he is the way that he is, but that's what makes a Joker what he is. So I think that that was a perfect take creatively of the origin story and how to we've seen how many Jokers in our generation. So I'm sure that the creators and the writers had known that, audiences didn't really fuck with Jared Leto's Joker. But whatever. And I think that writers and creators took note of that and was like, okay, well, what is the type of Joker that we can produce within this generation of Heath Ledger's landmark performance, but that will also captivate the audience and touch him in a different way? Like, what will make this Joker memorable?
Absolutely.
And I think that's how they did it, was the origin story. It just puts you in a totally different mood and set a totally different theme and tone for what the story was going to be about.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, we just, honestly, we got a very, very, I feel, a very, very good movie. Just throughout the whole thing, it was great. Just, I don't know. I thought it was a great story that they told.
What was your favorite part?
Okay, I'm not fucking around. All right, so my favorite part was this nigga dancing. This nigga dancing was fucking hilarious. This shit is just shit. He would just pop into busting a move, and I'm like, let's go. All right, cool.
That's come on. Thing.
I'm not even
come
joking.
Come on.
It was the best part of the movie, dude.
That's the worst.
He was on the steps. That nigga was high kicking and shit. Like,
no, you know what my favorite part was?
Huh.
Was when, if you love spoilers, you're gonna fucking love this one, baby. It was when he was on stage with Murray.
But Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And And you know, the Joker just comes clean about everything. That he's done and like what he is and all this shit. And then he says to Marty, "You get what you deserve." And then he pulls out his
bow.
That was the climax.
That was kind of crazy.
And I was like, it was, oh my gosh, that was so cool, because it's like you could feel it just leading up to the moment. You know that he was going to take out his gun like sooner or later, and you're just like, you know it's not going to be him because you feel how hyped he's getting. And so you're getting all hyped and you're like, okay, bring up all the guns. Who's going to catch the smoke? And then boom! Murray, the host of Primetime Network. And this movie takes place in like 70s, 60s,
it's like
70s.
It's like the early 80s, so, late 70s.
So yeah. People are watching. I mean, with
live.
Audience.
Literally live.
Yes. Not yeah, delayed like crazy. How we have now because of Janet Jackson. Actually, Justin Timberlake. That was uncool, bro. Uncool. Bye. Bye. But, yes, it was live, and obviously that these audiences like really love these Tonight shows or whatever. They're loyal. They love them. Tune in every single night for them. So it's live, and it happens, and you're just like, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Man,
what's
like
going to happen now?
I actually thought that he was going to kill himself.
Really? You thought
after
all of that?
I don't know why I wasn't.
He was feeling himself.
I
He convinced himself.
But that's a problem that I have. No. That's what I thought he was going to do. And I don't know why I get so sucked in that I stopped thinking like ahead or thinking logically. Yeah. Because of course he would kill the host. Like after he made his transformation or whatever, like of course he would. But I was just so sucked in. I was surprised when he did. I was like, oh shit.
It was like
he popped off.
I think that's also a really crazy point that I just thought of. Wow, I feel like that's the refit. I had a vision.
That's
the power of talking about what the fuck is going on in your head, dude.
Yes.
When people say that, like, oh, if you're feeling sad or you're feeling a certain way, you should talk to somebody about it. Because the power of spoken word gets everything in your brain outside, dude. So you really, like, the moment that he said those words out loud, because he had never.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't. In,
or did he? I don't know. Now that I can't remember.
I don't think he was as honest. I don't think he was as honest as in that moment that he was before.
Yeah, exactly. Like that was
the most honest that he could be. Like he let it all out. He let it all out.
Yeah, so he let it all out, right? So that's the power of spoken word, that once you say those things, then it's like, oh shit, no way, girl. Yeah. You really feel that way? And then you start to, boom, believe it. And then at that moment, it was just like a flip. Like, that was all that he needed was the recognition from himself, because he had been trying so hard from the beginning to be a good guy. Mm-hmm. He had tried so hard to stick to his program, so hard to stick to the medication, so hard to, be social and have a job and be a functioning member of society. And this was the last it.
Yeah.
Was Murphy humiliating him, and then him being able – the opportunity to not be – no, Joker, sorry. For Joker to have the opportunity to not – oh, did I say Murphy?
Yeah, you did. That's a very different person. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. That's a different Murphy.
Murray. For Joker to – where is that going? To have the opportunity to not be invisible anymore.
Yes.
That was, he finally had the platform. That's all he had been fighting for, was to not be overlooked, treated like the garbage of the world, treated like shit, and just seen as invisible member of society.
Yes.
All he wanted was to be a regular person. And the moment he had that platform, that's boom, all he needed. And that's, it was glorious. It was, you, I don't know, it was great. I mean, I loved it, but I love anything that's like a mob thing. Like,
I like the dramatics of it. Like, I like when people think, you know what I mean? Like when the shit gets like super out of hand and all that kind of shit. Like I'm a sucker for action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that was a good amount of action. You know, he starts popping off. He gets arrested, bam, bam, bam. He's in the cop car, riding around the city, classic couple of Henny. You know what I mean? Like, he's just going out, you know, doing his thing, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, like, I like that kind of shit. I think I like what you said, though. Like, I like how you said, just, you know, you got to make sure that you get your shit out. You know, however you're feeling and stuff like that. Like, bottling it in is never healthy. It can never help you in any way. All right. Well, I did want to say one more thing before we just end real quick. So,
always have to have the last word.
Huh? Always have to have the last word. So, since men, everything that we were talking about, shut your ass.
Men again.
Men. Typical man.
So, since we were talking about what we were talking about and how we were relating just the realism of everything that was happening in the movie and all that kind of shit to real life. Also, in real life, we want to just make sure that we promote that, how Erica said, that when you're feeling some shit,
keep it inside. Bottle it up.
Bottle it up.
Don't tell anybody. No one wants to hear that shit. Get the fuck out. Drown in your own fucking emotions.
Okay, obviously that was a joke. Let me make sure that everybody understands it was a joke, okay? It was a joke. It was a joke. Do not become the Joker, all right?
Whack me up. Don't. When September ends.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh fuck. Okay.
But you want to make sure that you tell people how you're feeling and shit like that, the shit that you've been dealing
with. Shoot your shot.
shoot your shot with your mental own thoughts and feelings to other people.
What he said.
Okay, stop fucking around, Jess. Okay, I'm sorry. That was aggressive. I'm sorry. That was aggressive. You just, you know, obviously you want to try to get the help that you need because, you know, there's serious things that people are dealing with. And, you know, everyone deserves a chance to be, you know, treated the same and stuff like that. And if people need help, let's get them some help. All right? Just be a decent person. Don't be an asshole. All right?
Yeah, just be decent. Don't be a fucking dick. It's not that hard to be decent.
It's really not.
You just talk half of the time. You know, just keep that shit to yourself.
Keep that shit to yourself. Everyone deserves to be heard. To an extent.
Everyone. You know what? Let me go ahead and end this motherfucker.
We can go on and on and
on. Yes, exactly. We can go on and on and on.
We got it started.
But you know what? You actually started it off with what I thought. What was it? This Joker compared to
Heath Ledger?
Heath, right?
I don't know. It was too long ago to tell.
Okay. This motherfucker high. Okay. This
motherfucker high. First of all.
Okay. So, I feel like as far as comparisons go, I don't think...
Answer correctly.
Shut up.
Keep it to yourself.
It's more of a like a 1A, 1B.
Two different classifications?
Yeah. It was very good, but in a different way. I'm not going to dethrone Heath today.
That is the same whack answer that you started this whole entire podcast off with.
You whack.
Goodbye.
You whack.
That was, okay, both of them. Both of them rock. Both of them succeed. Both of them win first place.
Shut up.
There are no two first place.
There is a two first place because I just created it.
The first place goes to Heath Ledger forever and ever because
yes, he's the second best. That's 1B.
Because we all want a break from reality. Okay? That was the best break. It was an adventure.
It was
great. Heath Ledger, obviously, that whole movie was the
Yes, Heath is 1A and Joaquin is 1B.
A comes before B. So A
exactly,
first
that's
place.
That's how that works.
So you said first place.
But there's a clear difference between the rest. There's a good lead between the rest.
You don't like Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson is cool, but that was a whack Joker to me.
Really?
Jessica, have you ever seen that Joker?
Yeah. Of course she has. Don't you ever disrespect.
The shit was whack, man.
Don't you ever question my
was whack, all right? It is what it is, girl. Okay? Let's just keep it moving. Let's keep it a buck, all right?
Disrespect.
The shit was whack.
Don't you disrespect.
So anyways, okay. So yeah, that's what we say. What the fuck do you say? You said Heath is number one?
She said Heath is number one.
You don't pay attention. I'm fucked up. Open your ears. No, are you really?
No, I'm fucked
up. We took two shots of tequila and you're drunk?
I'm fucked up.
Come on. Why do you sound like the lion from Wizard of Oz? Courage. What is it? The king.
Okay, very good. Okay. All right, so yes.
Join us for the drunk hour.
If you haven't seen the Joker, go see the Joker. Don't let it influence you too much, all right? Please, just don't go shoot some shit.
Flip those cars, bitch.
Please don't. I couldn't blow shit up. Please don't blow anything up. I really would like it.
Riot. Don't do it. I'm just kidding. I could get legally in trouble for
yes, absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
you need to, please don't.
It's all sarcasm.
Yes, it's all sarcastic.
Riot.
Nature. Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you for listening again. We will see you very, very soon. Thank you, Erica,
really?
For coming back.
Hey,
yes,
thank
we
you.
Will see you very soon. And you should know this because you're a part of it, you jerk. But yes. Yes, we love you, Erica, on the podcast. Shout out to James,
thank
Aries,
you.
Triton. And yeah, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it a buck. All right?
All right.
We out.
Cool.
We out.
Bye.